This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. It's lovely to be with you this Mother's Day weekend. I was remembering that last year my family gave me a programmable coffee maker, but then I fell in love with the French press method, and now that coffee maker is in the garage. Speaking of wasting money, that's our theme today. How to know when you're truly wasting it and what to do about it instead of just feeling guilty. And first up, it turns out you can waste a lot of money if you don't shop around for medical treatments. You probably heard this week that the federal government released new data about just how dramatically the cost of medical procedures varies from hospital to hospital. Tens of thousands of dollars in some cases. So what can you, as a smart consumer, do with all of these numbers? Dr. Jeffrey Rice joins us now. He's CEO of Healthcare Blue Book, and that's a free price comparison website. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Barbara.
This pricing data that the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid released, it's nothing new, right? It just hadn't been pointed out to laypersons before. So what should consumers take away from it?
Well, you're right. It's not new that hospital charges vary dramatically between different hospitals for different services. And the big takeaway for consumers are, despite the charge data that was released, there's a lot of room for consumers to shop around for hospitals and negotiate with hospitals to get a better value for their money.
Well, in case someone listening hasn't heard yet about these sticker prices for procedures, what are we talking about? And can you give us some examples?
Sure. You know, the pricing in healthcare for both outpatient services and inpatient services varies. You might pay $1,200 for a colonoscopy at one facility, and you might pay $4,000 or more at another facility. So there's a very, very large price variation. And by just calling ahead before you get your care and asking the facility and your providers how much it's going to be under your own insurance plan, or if you're a self-pay under a self-pay discount, you can find out exactly how much you're going to pay and get a much better value from the healthcare system.
How feasible is it to shop around, though, especially if you're a sick patient? You know, where do you even start that process? You need something, and you need something pretty soon.
If you're in an emergent situation, then obviously, you know, as a patient, you don't have a great opportunity to be a consumer. But the vast majority of health care that the Americans use, it's not emergent. These are typically scheduled procedures. Some procedures and services are much easier to shop for than others. It's typically really easy to shop for outpatient procedures. Most independent facilities can give you a specific price, and they'll stand by that commitment. It's a little more difficult when you're dealing with larger inpatient facilities and inpatient services. Typically, they'll give an estimate, but they won't commit to that estimate, and so it can be much more difficult to shop for the inpatient services, even if it's not an emergency.
I'm thinking also many procedures rely on the quality of the doctor doing, say, surgery, and it can be very hard to get reliable information about doctors. So what recommendations do you have for choosing the best doctor for the best price and keeping in mind the cost of the procedures?
You know, let's start with the price because that's a very specific thing. You know, obviously at Healthcare Blue Book, you can look up the fair price for free. And then when you call and check with your providers on their price, you'll know whether, you know, it's a reasonable price or not. The healthcare quality data for physicians, you want to look at things like the board certification, their malpractice history, any special training that they have. On the facility side, you can look at the governmental website, the CMS website, which provides certain quality metrics for inpatient care. And you want to look at both the price and the quality. The good news for patients is that typically the lower price providers have as good or better quality than the higher cost providers. And there's study after study proving that. And it's a little bit counterintuitive for most patients. But it is absolutely true that you can find very high quality care at a very affordable price.
Can we as patients negotiate with hospitals or with our insurance companies? Is there room for that?
There absolutely is room to have that conversation with your providers. The number one most important thing is that you do that before you get your care. You wouldn't go buy a car without knowing the price or a house without knowing the price. If you're not in an emergent situation, it's absolutely the patient's right to know how much their care is going to cost them before they get treated. If you don't like the price, you can definitely call their providers. And providers do have the opportunity to negotiate with you as an individual patient. They do provide discounts all the time. The good news is the charge data that CMS released, that is the sticker price. And almost no patients pay the sticker price unless they don't have insurance and they're self-pay and they do get billed the sticker price.
It's really confusing, though. You're talking as if these prices are transparent and readily available. I've just had such varying success talking to doctors, to insurance companies, to hospitals about the real costs of things. Everyone refers you to someone else. It depends what your insurance pays. It depends on this. It depends on that.
I agree with you. It is very complicated. I don't want to make it sound like it is easy. It can take a lot of time to make all those phone calls. You know, if you go to get an oil change, you get one bill. If you go for a colonoscopy, you're going to get three or four different bills. And so you have to call three or four different providers and ask them the price, and that can take quite a bit of time. So I agree with you. It is not very easy, but when thousands of dollars are at stake and literally patients can overpay by $3,000, $5,000, or $10,000 or more on a lot of surgeries, for example, it's worth the time to make those phone calls and check with your providers.
Jeffrey Rice is a physician and CEO of Healthcare Blue Book based in Nashville, Tennessee. And thanks so much for this.
Thank you.